This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Today I'm talking with Dr. Bill Thomas, J.E. Bush Professor of Accounting. Dr. Thomas is well known for his published work dealing with recent corporate scandals, such as Enron. Dr. Thomas, what are the key lessons we can learn from the failure of Enron?
Well, CJ, one of the things that I'm learning as I see the Enron story unfold, and it's still actually unfolding. One of the major lessons that I'm learning is that trust matters. It takes years to build, and it can take only days to lose. Let's consider, for example, the case of Arthur Andersen, Enron's auditor. It took over 100 years to build a reputation, and they had a reputation for being the gold standard among CPA firms, and it only took a few short weeks to destroy that reputation. And another lesson that I'm learning is that when things look too good to be true on paper, many times they are. Enron's officers tried to fool the financial markets by essentially creating sham entities that they used to transfer both assets and liabilities to and to book paper profits. And while those profits were going up, the company's cash flows were steadily deteriorating and they were relying more and more on debt for their operating needs. When it became known that much of their profits were only paper and that so much of their gold-plated facade was in fact fake, their creditors lost confidence in them and they evaporated almost overnight. And another major lesson that I'm learning is that that's the way it is in an essentially information-driven technology business as opposed to the old-line manufacturing companies that we were so used to seeing before the latter part of the 20th century. It takes an industrial-based manufacturing company like, for example, GM or Ford, decades to get into financial trouble and decades to fall in a so-called the old economy. That's the way we're used to looking at it. But in the new economy, that is high-tech companies whose main product is information, it can happen virtually overnight. So pretty interesting lessons to learn.
Should we be expecting more Enrons to occur?
Well, CJ, I'd like to say that the strong and very needed reforms that we've seen in corporate accountability and responsibility, like the Sarbanes-Oxley Act of 2002, will prevent future Enrons from occurring. I must say that I'm not very optimistic. Unfortunately, it's human nature to be greedy, and when things are going well in business, there are always those who are going to try to take undue advantage. All the laws in the world aren't going to change human nature. It takes much more profound changes than a federal law to change behavior. The scandals that happened 5 years ago were really not new. We will likely see some new scandals in the future that impact unsuspecting people in new and previously unheard of ways. So then in the long run, I anticipate the U.S. Will become perhaps an even more regulated and financial reporting system than we have today.
Thanks, Dr. Thomas. Dr. Thomas is a professor of accounting. This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or baylor.edu/business, or subscribe to our free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.